Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today, I'm with Shelley Kelper from Paul Davis. Welcome, Shelley.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, tell us, well, first of all, tell us a little bit about Paul Davis, what you guys do, what you specialize in, and then we'll kind of talk about your journey, how you got to Paul Davis.
Okay. Paul Davis is a company that restores properties, whether residential or commercial, and we restore it from many different perils. It can be a storm, it could be fire, flood, a pipe breaks, trauma, mold, car impacts the building, just any damage that happens to a property. We have two different departments within our company. One gets rid of the damage, so the mold, the water, the fire, and the other one rebuilds the property, you know, better than it was before.
Okay. And then how big is your company? I know you're here in Warsaw, but this is not your main location, right?
Right. We'll have two locations now, one in Fort Wayne and one in Warsaw. Paul Davis is a franchise. It's a network of over 340 franchise operations in the United States and Canada. And our office is, every year we bounce around the top 10, the top 20 in the network in size. Oh, so we have, all together right now, we have 95 employees.
95, holy cow, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Too bad there's a need for that many.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the right place. Kosciuszko County has over 100 lakes, and there's a lot of water, so hopefully we'll give you a lot of business. Now, what's your story? How did you get involved with Paul Davis?
I came to Paul Davis about 20 years ago.
20 years, great.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. The owner at the time was looking for a CFO, so I came in as his CFO of, probably within 5-6 years. I became the general manager, then I became his partner, and now he's happily retired, and I'm the owner.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And where are you from originally? Are you from this area originally?
Or? Yes, I grew up in Fort Wayne. I went to grade school, high school here, graduated from Concordia. Then I moved to Chicago for my bachelor's and then the University of Illinois for my master's. My husband and I moved from Illinois to Cleveland to Toledo, and we wanted to get back home to Fort Wayne where my family was and where the kids could go to Concordia. And so we ended up back here.
Well, there you go. Well, you're a Hoosier at heart then.
Yep.
So, what sets you guys apart from other restoration companies? If you could describe Paul Davis and kind of what their niche is, or kind of what sets them apart?
Yeah, I think that's a good question because there are restoration companies out there and we're not all the same, for sure. We do the same job tasks, but the thing that I believe sets Paul Davis apart is the people. Hands down. We have a values, vision, and mission, of course, like most companies, but we very much live it and breathe it every day. And the employees at Paul Davis are there for other people. One of our mission is to serve people in their time of need. And to serve people means that the people are primary and you're not primary. So our employees are going out in evenings and weekends. They're staying long hours. They're sitting with those customers when they're very distraught and listening to their story. When our fire techs come in after a fire, they sit with the homeowner, walk the house, and listen to what matters most to that homeowner. And then they ensure that they're protecting those items. Because after a fire, something might look like just a piece of paper. But maybe that piece of paper had a drawing on it that their child... Aww. You know, and nobody knows the backstory. And so we try to be very cautious and make sure that we understand what's in the house and what's valuable.
So you can restore those type of things too, not just...
As long as it's not burned.
Right, not just the floor, like you think of this.
Oh, right,
Oh, wow.
We do all the contents in the house. As long as it hasn't yellowed yet or been melted or, of course, scorched by the fire, we can restore almost all that stuff, yeah.
Oh, man, you're lifesavers there. But you said not only do you clean up after a fire, you also restore?
Rebuild it.
Rebuild. Yep. Okay, yep. Tell us about that.
So we have two different departments. The first departments are going to come in and get rid of, mitigate is the word we use, to get rid of either the water, the mold, the smoke, the soot, whatever is not supposed to be in that property. They get it back to the shell. So now maybe the odor's gone and all the dirt's gone, but now it has to be rebuilt. And then the second part of our company comes in. They'll meet with the customer. Yeah, they can make selections, pick their flooring, their cabinets, their paint, all that. Mm-hmm. And then we rebuild that property, just like a remodel kind of sort of, but trying to get them back to what they had before.
Mm-hmm. I notice on the side of your truck it says mold.
Yeah.
Now I know we're, like I said, with the 100 lakes here, we have a lot of lake cottages that people
we're
close
up,
in the fall, and they don't open up again until spring, and they may have had a leak through all winter they didn't know about.
Right.
And they come into some really funky surprises.
Yes.
Do you do that kind of things too?
Yes. We've been working in Kosciuszko County for 30 years, and we are up here a lot. In August is kind of the hot button, right, because the humidity is such that now things are sweating too much and mold's kicking in. So, yes, we do a extensive amount of mold. We have the head of our mold department is named Steven. He's been with us for probably 15, 16 years. And he and his team, that's all they do every day is mold. They don't have to get into water or fire or anything because they have a list of people waiting. And he's super responsive. If you call in, he's going to call you back that day, and he's probably going to be at your house the next day scoping it. Now, a lot of people, they're afraid of mold because they hear these black mold stories, right?
All right.
So he'll go out there and speak with you. And a lot of times, if you can fix it yourself, he's going to tell you how to stop the problem. Oh. That's one of the things that we like to do at Paul Davis is educate people. Mm-hmm. So when our water techs go out, they're going to educate you on what they're doing, why they're doing it, how they're going to do it, so that you have an understanding, you know, before they start cutting into your walls. And Steven's great at that. Steven and his team, they're going to tell you what kind of mold, you know, why this mold is here. He's always going to look for the source. And while we can always remediate that mold and get rid of it, it's going to come back if you don't change the reason why it came there to begin with. So he'll explain that all to you. And a lot of times it's just as simple as putting a dehumidifier in your basement or in that particular part of your home or letting some sort of airflow happen. So.
Is there a specific type of mold that you see more often here in Kosciuszko County, or is it just all over the board?
No, it's all over the board. You know, the dangerous one that everybody, the black mold is stocky, but the thing is there's a lot of black molds. So if you see black, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the one you have, but there's a couple molds that really will affect almost everybody's lungs. Mm-hmm. And then there's other molds that are going to affect you if you have that allergy.
All
and
right.
One person could move into this house and be completely healthy and fine. Then they sell their house and the next person moves in, but they're mold sensitive with some sort of mold allergies and they have to get rid of it or they have to move.
Mm-hmm. So then are you able to suggest the right type of like dehumidifier for that environment or?
Right. That's what he does. Or sometimes it's just airflow. A lot of people get mold in their closets. So your closet door is usually shut. It's usually jam-packed with items. It's dark, and mold loves all this.
Okay.
So it's damp, it's dark, and no airflow. So sometimes you just have to loosen up your closet and not jam so much in there.
Right.
And then the air will just keep the mold from growing.
Yeah. So. Well, man, it says a lot about your company because I think you're the third person out of just the few people we just had at the ribbon cutting that have been here over 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that says a lot about your company.
Right. We have quite a few veterans. We call them veterans after 10 years. We have a plaque that hangs up when you've hit that 10-year mark, and we have a lot of plaques hanging up. Yeah, we have, oh, I would say 7 or 8 over 25.
Over 25,
wow. Yeah. Yeah, and Dad started it 30 years ago. So, yeah. It, you know, it's a very much of a group of people that want to help people. So it's a feel-good company, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we work hard. We're working in the middle of the night, and we're working on weekends. But the fact of the matter is, when you are done, you just made somebody's life so much better. Mm-hmm. And you went through their emotional journey with them. And it's very much emotional, right?
It
they're at a loss. They're kind of going through that pyramid of emotions. And at the end, you know, they're just really grateful for what we were able to do, and it makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's say somebody finds a leak, they get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom, and they notice something, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and their basement's starting to flood.
Yep.
Now, do they have to call and put their name on the answering machine, and somebody gets there at 9 o'clock the next morning and contacts you, or how's that work?
They should call us right away, and that person that answers the phone will walk them through the next steps. So I'm one of those
people. So somebody will actually answer the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning?
Yep. I'm one of those.
Really?
Yeah, we have an on-call system. And that first person that's answering our phones is just going to ask you a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of water losses in the, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, but I'm going to ask you questions. Okay. What's wet? How is it wet? Has the water stopped? Let's say your mm-hmm. toilet overflowed, right? So if it's no longer running and, you know, there's no continuous damaging happening, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, would you rather go back to sleep and try to get a few more hours, or do you want us to come? Because if we come, we're happy to come. You know, you'll be awake for right. the rest of the night. So right. we kind of analyze that. Does it make sense for us to come now in the homeowner's mind, or should mm-hmm. we can promise to be there at 7, at 8, if they want to, you know, keep their kids asleep and, you know, have us come in the morning.
Cool. So, oh, that's yeah. great. And one thing you, when you described your company to us a little bit ago, I found interesting. You said you talked about, someone talked about a deer running through a window.
Yeah.
And you mentioned how many times, not uncommon, for cars to go through their own
yes.
home.
Yes. So we are always learning new things and run into new situations. But before I had this job, I did not realize how many people actually drive into their own home. Yeah, it just, you know, you think you're in reverse. You think you're yeah. in park and you're not in park. And it really causes an extensive amount of damage because a lot of people's garages back up in some way to their kitchen.
Oh,
and now all of a sudden
no.
you're into pipes,
oh, no.
water pipes. But yeah, it's frustrating for that homeowner, but they should not feel like they're the only ones because it happens a lot. And then you've got the people, of course, driving down a street and have some sort of incident and end up hitting a home and getting off the road and hitting somebody's house. That happens often as well.
So if my sister Vicky is listening, when your MG rolled down the hill into your house, you're not alone.
Exactly.
So what made you come to Warsaw?
So we have been working in Kosciuszko County for 30 years. And this has been on our radar to open an office here for at least 5 years. We have been driving up and down 30. And, you know, it's a little bit frustrating for us, too, when we get that phone call and the homeowner is frantic and water is spraying. And we're like, okay, we're going to load up our truck with equipment and we're going to head your way. We'll be there in
right.
an hour and a
right.
half or
right.
whatever, right?
Right?
And so we would really like to get there quicker. We understand the stress. And so we just decided it was time. We've been growing year over year and this year as well. And the amount of times that we're up here, it makes sense.
Yeah.
At the same time, out of our 95 employees, we have a bunch of employees that actually live here. This
oh,
is their home.
Fantastic.
So, right. So for them, they're driving, you know, that distance and it just makes sense. They're here anyway. So it was time.
Right. Well, you're kind of like a doctor or something. You're, or an insurance agent. People don't really necessarily want to use
Correct.
Your service.
We understand.
But when you need it, you need it. So how yeah. do people get in contact with you?
Two ways. The phone number, like you mentioned before, we answer it ourselves. It doesn't go to an answering service. It doesn't go to the franchisor. You're going to get somebody here in either Warsaw or Fort Wayne answering that phone.
Mm-hmm.
And that can 1-800-436-7510 is our 800 number. Or we have a Warsaw number. That's 574-626-4310.
Mm-hmm.
Or our website. Our website is whycallpaul.com.
Well, that's neat. Whycallpaul.com.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, is it Y? Is it just a Y or is it W-H-Y?
It's the word Y.
The Y.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, Shelley, thank you so much for taking time to
yeah,
be with
no
us
problem.
Today.
Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for being a member of the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And if you can't remember any of those numbers, call the chamber and we'll get you in touch with Shelley.
All right. Thank you. And we're excited to be a part of Kosciuszko and join this community.
Well, thank you, Shelley.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Are you worried about your paycheck or safety at work? The U.S. Department of Labor wants to make sure you're protected and paid properly. Call us at 866-487-WAGE or visit worker.gov.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.